Hello and welcome to the latest Josh Holiday podcast. I don't know if it's really the latest. You might be listening to this before you listen to one that's newer, but the date is the 24th of January 2010, and I'm going to do something a little bit different for this one. I have to give you a bit of a backstory. I was at the Comedy Awards in September, actually it was early October of this year, and I ran into Ron Sparks. And we chatted about someone by the name of Commander Rob. And we wonder, what happened to Commander Rob? Have you heard from Commander Rob? And we both agreed that, yeah, we haven't heard anything. His MySpace, his last entry is the year 2007. And more recently, I was talking to another friend and I was saying, you know what, if ever I made a documentary, I love documentaries and would enjoy making one, my documentary would probably be on the story of Commander Rob and the quest to find him. This particular show happened. This particular show happened back in I would say 2005 or 2006. I was hosting a pretty open format show on CIUT here in Toronto. That night, Gina Bella, my friend, was hanging out, and we had a special guest comedian Ron Sparks. Really funny guy. And I think I'll let the show tell the rest of the story. I started with a call into the station.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Is Ron there?
Yes, he is. Go ahead.
Hi, Ron?
Hello.
Ron Sparks?
How's it going?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good.
Did you like that Cracker song?
I don't get the radio. I'm in the basement.
Oh, you're calling from a basement. I understand. Are you here for Reggae Mania?
No.
Okay, this is Ron.
That was Gene doing his impression.
I gotta ask him, if you don't get the radio and you're in the basement, why are you calling a radio station?
Oh, well, I heard you were going to be on CIUT. I checked out your MySpace webpage.
Okay, and you saw it listed?
Yeah, no, it's Commander Rob.
You're Commander Rob?
Yeah, I gotta say, it's weird talking to you. Like, I've sent so many emails to you, it's weird. It's like I know you.
Yes, everyone out there listening, this gentleman apparently is Commander Rob. He's a friend of mine on MySpace who keeps sending me Star Trek fan scripts. Is that right, Rob?
Well, no. Well, they're loosely based on Star Trek, but I think they're more adult. Like I think they're more intelligent.
Yes, as I recall, in the scripts, it's usually the scripts are you in them, right?
Well, I mean, it's a character that is, I mean, based kind of on me. Yeah.
Well, his name's Commander Rob, and you're Commander Rob, though.
Well, I mean, I'm also a Star Trek impersonator.
Okay, well, we don't need to get in all that.
What do you impersonate, though?
I do, like, I get dressed up like Commander Riker for parties and stuff.
Crazy. We just play, too bad you don't have the radio. We're on the internet, too, if you go to CIUT.fm.
Oh, okay.
You just missed it, actually.
It's streaming. Okay. We played a song by William Shatner.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
That's true, we did.
His album is actually titled Has Been.
Right.
My internet connection is not very good, though. So
I'll give Commander Rob props on his impersonation, because the picture on his MySpace, that's actually you?
Yeah.
You look like Jonathan Frakes?
He looks like the Commander Riker guy from Star Trek.
Well, that was sort of what started the career for me, that in my, you know, I like Star Trek.
Yeah.
I'm pretty nervous. That's weird. It's nice to talk to you all of a sudden.
That's totally understandable. Star Trek.
Well, no, but these... you've sent me a lot of scripts
I need your new email address. The ones that I've been sending have been getting bounced back now, so...
Uh-oh. And wait, have you... Do you have a restraining order against this guy?
No.
I think the real question is, are we interrupting something here, Ron and Captain Rob?
Are we in the middle? This is a real treat for me to talk to Captain Rob.
It's a real treat for me, too, Ron. I'm really looking forward to working with you on this stuff.
I can't remember specifically any of the scripts I read that you sent. Why don't you just pick your favorite one and give us a really, really brief encapsulation.
And a synopsis, if you
right,
will.
Right, a synopsis of... your favorite script you've sent.
My favorite. That's tough. I mean, one of the ones that I posted online recently was the Ghost Ship, where the character Commander Rob and some crew investigate a derelict spacecraft, mm-hmm. and of course, you know, Commander Rob goes in and has to get the engineering corps online and like find out what happened to the crew, and it's a big mystery, and like people start disappearing, and then at the end, like, you know, Commander Rob manages to rescue everybody, and nobody's hurt in that one. So
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is there any, Ron was mentioning sort of more adult theme, does Commander Rob ever meet a girl?
Right. Oh, well, that's part of what I think makes the scripts that I write so much better, is that there is a lot more, like, you know, like, it's a lot more adult. Like,
so there's adult situations.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, that's the sort of stuff you'd never see on Star Trek.
From the number of scripts I read, it seemed that there were a number of girls in each, and the character named Commander Rob, for some reason, gets with all of the girls, doesn't he?
So you're like the William Shatner of this generation.
Well, he's he's the hero.
He's well put.
So now, that only makes sense, right?
Okay,
right.
Now another question: what in an ideal world, what's the hope with these scripts? You want to get them made like an audio version or televised?
Well, that's why I'm so happy that Ron has been helping me like review these scripts, because I'm sort of hoping that, you know, he can help get them reviewed by somebody at CDTV or something, or
well, Ron is a big player. He's how many Canadian Comedy Awards have you won, Ron?
A few.
You're a huge player.
But I'm not a producer.
Well, I know from that video on trial.
Yeah, video on trial. Ron's one of the regulars on that show and on Much Music.
I've been on that several times, but again, I'm not a producer. I just show up and do my thing, and I'm gone.
Right, but you like the scripts, so you can like.
Now, in these scripts,
oh, they're great.
Have you written? You've written character for yourself. Is there a character that Ron could play if it gets produced?
He's offered. If I can help get him produced, I can play a character. And
yep, absolutely.
I would totally love to do that.
I mean, it's pretty easy for me to write a script. Like, I can sit down, and I can write a script. I have a real a talent for this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you don't mind me saying, Rob, I'm just going to tell them that I think it was about 4 scripts a day at the peak that I was getting.
Holy man,
yeah, that's very prolific, man.
I can write. I don't write. I generally don't write a full 4 scripts a day, but you know, I get lots of ideas, and I probably flush out, you know, two or three a day, and then I can probably write like a full script.
It was usually at least 3 that I was
getting. And then you know.
But luckily, they were only about 3 pages each.
I have a few in the archives that I sometimes dig up, like my favorite ones, and I'll send those off.
And just put them out. So if how many half hours do you think you have stocked away there in case it gets picked up? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to make a quick 13?
Easily. I could do a couple hundred. But I was thinking it would be better if we started with like a mini series or something first.
Yeah.
You know, just so like, because probably it's easier to get money for something like that.
Yeah. You should get in touch with someone over at CBC, or if you want the big money, try NBC.
Okay. Do you have an email address or something?
I think it's info@nbc.com. Or
What do you see it as a science fiction, or is it got bits of comedy, or where do you think it would fit? Like, what network would it be on, the Comedy Network or the Space Channel, or primetime NBC?
It's science fiction. It's like I say, based on the Star Trek universe.
The Playboy Channel, perhaps.
But it's more of like a spinoff. You know,
erotic sci-fi is how I would classify it.
Well, that's, I mean, you think about some of the successful shows on HBO and Showtime now. Maybe, you know, there's not a lot of the sci-fi stuff on HBO, and maybe with this, you know, you can push the limits a little bit, right. You know, some nudity. Commander Rob could, you know, have some hot babes, maybe, you know, guest stars and stuff.
You know what, though, these networks,
that sounds good.
They probably get hundreds of emails a day from people, I've got a great show for you.
Yeah.
I think you should, like, put on your uniform and just walk down there. Find Bravo. walk into the station and demand to
sometimes
see.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
I'm not a producer.
That's how Seinfeld got his show on the air. He just walked in and said, I want to see.
I do wear my uniform. It is about presentation. Like a lot.
Yeah?
Wear it around, yeah.
It is about presentation.
Well, because, you know, I like to get into character.
You're not wearing it right now, are you?
Yes. Yes.
Are you?
You actually are?
Did you put it on, like, specifically to call in?
No. I had a little thing earlier today.
Oh. What do you have, Commander?
Yeah,
Commander. He gets
social respect.
I'm not a real commander, but
okay.
But you know, like if Star Trek is ever real, then like
you're the guy.
Then maybe, maybe one day.
Do you have a day gig?
Yeah.
What do you do on a day to day?
I'm an assistant manager. At a grocery store.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And but I'm not allowed to wear the uniform there.
No. Yeah.
Unless it's a promotional thing.
They've never done a promotional thing.
Oh, no? You should pitch that.
Have you ever... do you go to the Comic-Cons and all that stuff? Sort of the sci-fi events in the city?
Yeah. Sometimes I do the autographs there.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, you get autographs or you give people autographs?
I give autographs.
Oh, nice.
I don't get a lot of people, but like I'm not as popular. Like this year, I'm so nervous. I can't remember his name. The guy, Harry Kim. Harry Kim was at the Toronto Trek this year.
He's a Star Trek guy, I'm guessing?
Yeah, that was Sulu.
No.
That's George Takei.
He's from Voyager.
Okay,
yeah,
Voyager.
Sulu.
Okay. Another person you may want to try and send your scripts to... is Gene Roddenberry's widow. Is she still
alive? Yeah, she's still alive. Yeah. Machel Barrett.
Because I know she was. She produced the one that was shot here, Battlefield, or what was the one?
Wow,
not Battlefield. Sorry, that's John Travolta. What was the one that was shot here in Toronto?
Earth Final Conflict.
That's the one.
That's the one, yes.
And I know she's sort of still involved with that kind of thing.
Yeah, I have sent some scripts to her and to Paramount.
I have got to go on the record. Right now, I'm not a Star Trek fan or anything, but Commander Rob, please do not contact a widow and start sending her all those scripts.
You think it'd be a legal problem?
Well, it might be. Like some people,
well, she might get. I'm sure she gets
those scripts.
She's a producer person, so
I mean, she wouldn't personally get it. It would be through her production company. It wouldn't necessarily be.
But she'd be a good contact, though, right? Like she'd know.
You never know. Another thing is, you may want to try sending it to some agents. Like find out, you know, who some of the writers are for Star Trek, and then maybe send it to their
maybe even get a literary agent yourself.
Like, yeah, that's what I mean.
Have you suggested that many times,
Ron? Have you sent the scripts around at City TV? You've shopped it around, and like you said, you were going to have people look at it. Has anybody looked at it there?
No, I said you should get a literary agent and try to get people to look at it. I really don't have the connections to try to get your shorts made into a show or a miniseries.
What's your, just in case people are listening and they want to check your stuff out.
Sure.
What's your, you have a MySpace. Do you have a regular website or is it the MySpace?
I do, I have two webspace. I have the MySpace.
Okay, and what's that? That's myspace.com/...
Rob Commander.
Rob Commander.
Was Commander Rob taken?
Yeah.
Oh man!
Wow,
that's no fun.
I was not expecting that.
I did not know that.
What's Commander Rob's MySpace?
Mine is Rob Commander.
Rob Commander. But what about the one who got there first and took Commander Rob?
Is he
Rob?
A Star Trek fan as well?
See, this is one of the problems when you send out scripts. Sometimes people take advantage of it.
This is a guy who read one of your scripts and kind of jumped on it.
Well, I was working with these people in the CG industry, and they were going to do some full length CG movies for me, but they put up some movies that are loosely based on the scripts, but they're not serious at all. They're not worth.
Okay, and that's are those the same people who took the MySpace, the Commander Rob?
No, they're not on MySpace. Okay. They actually have the.
So are you having like a dispute with this the other Commander Rob?
Well, they put up this movie. I don't know. I don't. It's not.
Okay, well, we're not going to delve too much
into
it.
No worries. But so if people want to visit your site, it's Rob Commander, myspace.com, Rob Commander. And you have another website you were going to mention?
Yeah, I also have...
a blog. You got to check out his blog.
Okay.
I post pretty regularly to the blog there. But I also have commanderriker.bravehost.com.
Okay.
Okay.
commanderriker.bravehost.com. The MySpace probably, and you link to that from MySpace, I'm sure, as well, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably the easiest one to remember.
So we'll go to the MySpace account.
Right. MySpace.com, Rob Commander.
Right.
Don't go to Commander Rob because that guy's a jerk.
We don't support Commander Rob.
No, we
not this Commander.
I tried to get the actual URL, CommanderRob.com, but that was.
What's on the URL?
It's that stupid ripoff.
You're saying it's a ripoff of you?
Yeah, it's not really worth checking out.
Like, are you sure there's just not another guy named Rob who goes as Commander Rob who is a Star Trek fan?
No, I recognize the names of the guys that are on that site, and I was working with them on, we were going to produce a movie, like we were going to produce a series.
So if they can produce movies, why don't you just work together and make these, if you all like the same Commander Rob movies about you, then why don't you just work with them?
Well, they don't have the same vision I do.
Okay, yeah. So there's a dispute, artistic dispute.
So did you come up with the character of Commander...
Well, I mean, you've seen Star Trek.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
And, I mean, you've seen, like, Commander Riker.
Yeah.
And he's a good guy, but I just think that character is kind of underused. Like, he's I think he could probably be more in the forefront.
Sure.
You don't want to rewrite that character because he's already sort of, he's been who he is.
So
I think maybe like another character that's like kind of like him.
Sure.
Would do well, but you put him in more of a lead role.
Okay. But what about the actual name? Did you come up with that name?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So lawyers are expensive, but would it make sense to sort of, threaten these guys and say, look, I came up with this name and you guys are using it? Or is that too...
There was some... I went through their website, the movie production website that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some legal disclaimer on there saying if you've submitted scripts to them, then they own it.
Ooh.
So I already looked into that, sort of pursuing that avenue.
That's tricky.
I didn't talk to a lawyer, but I did talk to my friend. And
how long have you been Commander Rob?
7 years now, I guess.
How old are you, Commander Rob?
I'm 32.
Okay. Now, have you ever thought, I mean, I know it might be sacrilege, but these guys kind of stole the Commander Rob. Have you ever thought of maybe coming up with a new, like, Commander Jeff or Commander Earl or something? And then it's, find a name that's not in use and then copyright and make sure that no one else is going to steal it.
Right. So and that would, you be at the forefront.
You'd be
it.
The guy. You'd have the Earl and you'd have the MySpace.
Actually, Josh, I just wanted to say, speaking of MySpace, I just wanted to plug myspace.com/SparksNation.
Sparks Nation?
Yeah, that's wanted to plug that tonight anyway. But if you want to get a hint of the kinds of messages you can expect from Commander Rob as a friend on MySpace, check out my page and you can see... thanks for all the messages, Commander Rob.
SPARKS Nation? Sparks Nation? Okay.
Yeah.
That's Ron Sparks. Here's another question. If, say, you know how sometimes if you write something and it gets sold to Hollywood, sometimes you have to give up ownership of it and you can't always have it your vision. Who, say, someone decided, listen, we want to make a feature, but we want to get some names because box office depends on having name actors. Who you think would play Commander Rob? Like someone who's fairly well known, who would be a box office draw?
Well, I'm also an actor.
Oh, okay.
So I could probably run that role. Yeah.
Is this C. Thomas Howell?
No. Okay. Just to give us an idea, who do you think? Say they did a life story about you. Who would play you?
Jonathan Frakes, probably.
Yeah, Jonathan Frakes probably would be pretty good. He's like, I kind of feel a kinship with Jonathan Frakes because, you know, he's an actor and a director and a producer and a writer and I'm the same way, right? I like to write.
Forgive me for being a little naive here, because I'm sort of I'm a old school Star Trek guy.
Yeah,
he's the guy with the beard. Is that, or am I totally off base?
Yeah, yeah. No, he's you know he played Commander Riker. That was Jonathan Frakes.
Okay, yeah. So that's okay. That's, so I'm right.
He had a beard, but only in the second season.
And do you? What about you? Do you have a beard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks a lot like the guy who plays Commander Riker. I'm being honest about that. His picture's on my MySpace, but he gave his.
Yeah.
Just go to his page and take a look.
Okay.
MySpace.com/
Rob Commander.
Rob Commander.
Rob Commander. Okay. And not Commander Rob.
But the idea behind your scripts, Commander Rob, is that you play yourself, who is...
it's a character, and it's not really me, but it's...
It's your alter ego.
Commander Riker, right?
Instead
of Commander Riker, it's Commander Rob, and
right.
You're Commander Rob.
Well, I could play the role of Commander Rob.
And basically, right. You just go around and you beat up aliens and then get with chicks.
You get in adult situations with...
Well, it's a little more...
With sexy alien chicks.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's certainly part of it. It's more...
That's every screenwriter's dream, sir. So don't...
Well, Ron, I was reading on your bio, Ron Sparks, sitting in tonight. You have a BFA in screenwriting, no? From York?
Yes, I do.
So you're a good guy to mentor.
I have read, I'm going to guess, between 20 and 25 scripts from Commander Rob and emailed back notes. And yeah, I've tried to help him a bit.
Oh, good.
You're still on Commander
good.
Rob?
I appreciate all the feedback.
Yeah, did you like the feedback? Did it help at all?
yeah, it's good feedback.
Did you take the suggestions or maybe just completely disregard them, because I'm prepared for either?
I don't agree with a lot of the directions you wanted to take the script.
I'm remembering one right now where for no apparent reason, Commander Rob was in the middle of a mission and then went to a beach planet, I think it was, and Commander Rob went to a sorority house.
Nice.
And went on some kind of interstellar panty raid.
I changed that one.
So you took the note on that one.
Yeah.
Continuity? Something about continuity?
It was a beach party,
and I changed it to a
party planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh huh.
And I changed it to the sorority house.
Commander Rob? Does he travel alone, or has he got sort of sidekicks, or how does that work? Is he like a lone warrior, or
just different chicks from what I remember.
He's a companion. His dog Wesley.
Wesley.
So Wesley's his sidekick, basically.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a little beagle.
Oh, I love beagles. If you go to joshholiday.com and you check out, you go to the etc. page. There's Austin the Beagle Gallery, because I
Josh
share
wants
a beagle.
Custody. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that new Commander Rob the Beagle? Because I swear there was not a beagle in any of the scripts you sent me.
No, the later ones. The earlier ones, I've only had Wesley for 3 years now. So.
Oh, wait, no, you have a real dog named Wesley as well?
Okay.
So sometimes, do you ever find that sort of the fiction and the reality blur?
Well, I think any good writer likes to draw upon, you know, their own life story.
Right. Sure.
Sometimes writers also are able to differentiate.
You write what you know, which is what they always tell you. That was first day in screenwriting school, right, Ron?
Exactly.
Right.
Hey,
right,
Commander
right
Rob,
what you know.
I was just thinking, you want to get these things produced, and you said your friends who produce movies kind of screwed you over. What about, like, there's got to be hundreds or thousands of Star Trek fan clubs on the internet?
Yeah.
I'm sure some of them make fan movies.
It's not really that kind of stuff. Like, it's not really, it's not like fan stuff. It's more dramatic, you know? Like, it's the sort of thing you would want, like James Cameron directing, or like, you know, I'm thinking like big budget stuff, like
right, more cinematic,
right, right, like lots right, of sweeping, what do they call them, crane shots and stuff.
Yeah, okay, sweep, okay, sweeping crane shots. Okay,
I have to be completely honest. I think you're shooting for the moon with that.
Yeah,
you're
no,
not
I know.
Get it made big budget or by a big name. With
well, that's why I thought like start with a mini series or something that you know is easier to get the funding for.
You know what you could do? Just pick up a. You know, pick up a video camera and just make them yourself.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even if that's not what you want, at least you'll have something to show people and say, here's my idea.
What about, I've thought about that.
Go for it.
At some of these conventions, I'm guessing you probably run into some of the people who were involved with the original Star Trek series and people who are currently involved in sci-fi. Have you ever passed off any scripts to these people?
I have. But, you know, they're busy at those things. And
that's
they,
true, yeah.
They don't, you know, they're good. They do take them, and I think they do like them.
Sure.
But I haven't heard a whole lot back from them.
Yeah. Now, okay, now you mentioned, obviously, you know, you have a dog named Wesley, and there's a dog named Wesley in the Commander Rob scripts. Then you mentioned also there's a panty raid at a sorority house. Have you done anything like that recently?
Who, me?
Commander Rob.
I'm pretty busy.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I mean, I do write a lot of scripts, and like yeah. I have full time like day job, and then I do the.
Where do you work, Commander Rob?
Impersonator stuff. It's at the Dominion.
All right, the grocery store.
Okay.
And you work so much there, and you write so many scripts, you don't have time
to do the sorority thing. What have you ever thought of maybe? Finding, you know, at least to do a script reading or have get a group together and just sort of, you know, just do a reading and kind of feel it out and see how it sounds when people are actually reading it or saying the lines. A lot of times they'll do that in the early stages of a screenplay. They'll get a bunch of people together, maybe not necessarily the people who are going to play the parts in the end, but
right.
Some people who have an interest and maybe want to get some experience and they'll sit and they'll do sort of a dramatic reading of it. And sometimes it inspires changes or stuff will work or you know, it's just a good way of sort of seeing an early product.
Yeah, you could either, like
I've
I said,
done
shoot
that.
It yourself, or you could even do like a live reading.
Yeah, a table read, if you will, because usually that's how that you know. Usually scripts are a work in progress as well. Just
what's that called?
Table read, like just have people read for the, like Josh was saying, like that not the actual cast that you may end up using, but just have people, you know, maybe yourself and a couple people, and
I've gone to. Well, I think, Gene, you were there as well. We went to, it was a night where there's, I think, two different...
yeah, there are two different plays.
Yeah, two different, and it was intended to be filmed, but people were assigned characters, and, you know, it was like a staged reading of someone's screenplay. And it's interesting.
And the end product, again, is like not necessarily because maybe the, you know, the screenwriter, the playwright is, you know, sitting back and watching... the work unfolds, so maybe there might, you know, eventually there are changes as it goes along.
It's kind of a test. Another thing that...
I don't know.
I know it's tough because, it, you know, once you get people involved in your vision, and but eventually you will have to open up to
well,
you know,
I don't really see it as a live performance,
yeah.
You know, like, I see it as, like, on a big screen, I see lots of, like, cool special effects.
Sure.
Like, you know... really like
really a lot of swooping.
Okay, well,
looking.
In that case, why don't you go back to just shoot it yourself? You know, as basic or as rudimentary as it might be, just shoot it the way you want it to be seen.
And you think shop that around?
If you do
around?
That, I can get you some screen time at an alt-dot comedy lounge show or a sketch comedy lounge show.
Okay.
And having read your scripts, I think they will go over pretty well there.
Do they do like sci-fi nights there, or
it's no? Not, but they like, movie they show videos and stuff. It is a comedy show,
right?
And but because your scripts are so like gangbusters with special effects and stuff, and there's no way you can shoot that, then it is going to be funny.
It'd be entertaining.
I mean,
right.
I don't want to.
It's entertaining.
I mean, come on.
Okay.
Entertaining, at least.
I have another thought. What if? Because we did
a
show.
It's serious. Like, it's a serious.
No,
thing.
I know it is, and I don't want to sound like I'm just trying to turn you into a big joke or something. But that way, you can see it screen live. You can kind of see how an audience might react to it.
Right.
But I am letting you know in advance, if you show it, people will laugh.
A test stream.
Right. Well, there are funny parts in there.
Okay. There are funny parts, and also, like, not just you, but anyone who's trying to shoot a script where planets are exploding and that kind of stuff, there's no way you can do that. So it's going to just look funny, someone trying to do that when they can.
Yeah, sci-fi, I mean, that's the most special effects heavy. I mean, you can do grassroots kind of filmmaking on a Clerks level if it's all dialogue, but if a lot of the script is based on special effects.
I don't know.
What if... we do this show here every Friday night. By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is 89.5 CIUT. It's the Josh Holliday Show. I hear from 10 to midnight Friday nights. We have Ron Sparks in the studio sitting in. Also, Gina Bell. This is Josh Holliday. And on the phone, we have Commander Rob, who has written a ton of Star Trek-inspired scripts that star him. So there's Commander Rob, the guy who's on the phone, but he's also written these scripts that are based on Star Trek, but a little bit more adult-themed, gets lots of ladies and has different adventures. What if, I'm just going to put this out there, what if we set up, we could either do it live in studio or we could do it sometime during the week. We do a radio reading, and basically, you know, we could assign some of the characters. You would be the obviously yourself.
You'd be the protagonist.
And we get someone to also read the, you know, the stage directions. I could do that to say, you know, whatever happens if the star
Commander
explodes.
Rob walks into a room.
Commander Rob walks into the room.
Right.
It's filled with lights and
babes, you know.
Yeah, so we could paint the picture and then do sort of a radio play, and that might be a good way of showcasing it. You know, we get you a CD copy of it if you want to attach that with a script or something. Sometimes it gives people a better idea of what the final product
is.
What's
this visualize, or at least visualize in your head?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Right. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
You know,
cool.
If you do that, Commander Rob, I will gladly come back and read a part of your choosing. I'm sure Gene will be here too.
I'm always here.
He can play Sulu.
Harry Kim.
I've already got a couple of scripts in mind. I have some scripts in mind.
Okay, so pick out
some. By some, do you mean 100?
Pick out your pick out some of your favorites, and then think about, and let me know if you go to. We have this show's on MySpace.com too. Now it's linked to Ron because I added him today on the MySpace.
That's right.
MySpace.com/Josh Holliday Show, 2 L's in Holliday. Or you can link there from joshholiday.com. And link up there and we'll figure it out. And if you let me know how many people, as far as, you know, try and keep it to a minimal. We can't do a huge amount of characters. We could double up, but I can certainly find some women to play the hot babes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And we'll get them in, and we can do a live version of it, maybe.
Yeah. And, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So narrow it down to at least your top five.
Yeah, no, I can do it. I can think of a few that I think would be good.
So each script, how long approximately do you think each script would be if we just sort of did a read through of it?
Well, I could, I can trim them down a little bit to I don't want to cut too much, but
Well, they are only about 4 or 5 pages, aren't they?
Yeah, but there's a lot of stage direction. Like, there's a lot that's sort of unwritten there.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot that's sort of in the...
So, remember, it's just a reading, so...
for the script that isn't all necessarily
okay.
on the page.
So, can I just suggest this to you? Pick 2 or 3, and what you actually may want to add, because it's only going to be, radio, so people listening aren't going to be able to know what's really happening. So, even add some details, maybe just have, you know, leave detail that someone could explain, Commander Rob's spaceship takes off from wherever, but very detailed that you would want to hear sort of between, almost like a narrator.
Right.
Just for the sake of radio. Obviously, it's not in the script that you would submit for television or film.
Right.
And that way we can do it sort of radio style, and people will be able to visualize and actually hear and visualize your vision as close as possible to what you actually have in mind.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
And that's the great. I mean, that's the great thing about radio is that
special effects are up in the mind. Really?
Yeah, you don't. I mean, it's getting people to visualize it, you don't have to worry about creating special effects because people do it in their heads.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's
but
awesome.
You will, of course, be surrendering the rights to the...
no,
just kidding,
we'll
Commander Rob.
You will do that. You will keep all rights. We're merely...
You've learned your lesson about that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Yes, I have.
Wow. And maybe we can send... So is the other guy in MySpace who...
We dare not speak his
Earl. Is that one of the guys who stole your ideas? Can we tell people to send him mean-spirited emails?
Actually, I do want to get a letter writing campaign to have them take that down.
Okay. So
they took my URL. I mean, if anybody should have the URL commanderrob.com.
Yeah.
It should be me, I think. Pretty clearly.
Oh, I didn't think so, yeah.
And, okay, wait a minute. The commanderrob.com, is that the guys who made your movie?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't call it a movie. It's not serious.
Okay, what about the other Commander Rob on MySpace? Is that the guy who took your URL?
Well, I don't know the other Commander Rob on MySpace.
Mm-hmm. Just some other guy.
Oh, that's
some.
It could be him, but it could just be some other
guy.
I don't know, but if I could get that URL too, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep. You might have better luck with the .com. What about? I mean, I know it's you know not the .com, but what about .tv or .ca or
.edu?
TV is a pretty popular one now.
.org.
.org or .edu or.
Well, he's not in the educational field, Gene.
I mean, it's not so much that I want that. The URL. I mean, I think I should have commanderrob.com.
Like, well, yeah. But as you know,
but it's that they're
let's be honest.
It.
Nobody out there is going to go to commanderrob.net, right? Everybody's going to commanderrob.com.
Well, I mean, only to write letters, like to like get them to take that take it down.
Or you could you know put the Commander Rob, because yeah. You're the guy, and they're just stealing your idea.
The real Commander Rob.
Yeah, that's good actually.
That would be good, because then it's kind of, you know, it's like in your face, like, screw you, jackasses.
Right.
Well, I have Commander Rob, I have the other commanderrob.com.
The other commander? See, but that's more passive. That's more like, I'm the other guy.
It's like you've accepted that you're the other. You're not the other. The commander.
I have commanderrob.com, but it only has one M.
Oh, see, that's... That's tough because, you know, people are only if you tell, you're going to have to say every time, yeah, visit my website, commanderrob.com. Oh, there's only one M. I had that trouble because my last name is Holiday and it's spelled with two L's. So I got joshholiday.com, but I also got, because it's radio, you know, I don't want to, every time I say, hey, visit my website, joshholiday.com, only two L's. I got the rights and redirect for single L Josh Holiday as well. So
there was a whole legal battle there.
There's no legal battle.
Don't get me started.
Gigantic proportions.
As far as do you have a girlfriend?
Not right now.
No.
Okay.
If anybody goes to my MySpace account, you know, if they're...
We might find a connection. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sure there's. I mean, God, there's legions and legions of Star Trek
fans. I've been to his blog a few times, and as I recall, Commander Rob, you had quite a few girls interested in you. You just don't have time for them.
Wow.
I'm pretty busy. It's true. There are a lot of girls that have written me, and I have gone out on some dates with some of them.
Nice.
But it hasn't worked out yet.
Well, that's always. I mean, it's
the right person.
It's always tough to find, you know, make that connection, especially, you know, once you get in your 30s, you kind of. You don't want to settle for second best, right?
Exactly.
Oh, Commander Rob, what was the website for your band? He's got a Star Trek band.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Was that a website? I think it might have just been a...
No, we don't have a...
I know what it was. I was just getting invitations on MySpace.
Right.
Where do you guys play?
Not downtown. Like, not at any...
But in the greater Toronto area?
Yeah, like...
And what
you know, the Duke?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the one downtown, but the other one out, like...
Like what
near
vicinity?
Like, Carlaw.
Oh, Carlaw, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Carlaw, we played there a couple of times.
And what's the name of the band?
Oh, Star Trek Frenzy.
Star Trek Frenzy. And what's if you had to describe the style of music? I know it's probably pretty unique.
It's you know, they like do covers. They do retro 80s.
So what are you playing in the band? What's your role in this?
Are you the same?
Well, I'm not actually in the band, but they've let me. I've played guitar a few times with them. They've let me jump in and jam.
Cool.
And it rocks.
Yeah, and then is everyone in the band dressed up in Star Trek?
Yeah, Sir Jewel. He plays Worf.
Mm-hmm.
And so he
has the full like makeup stuff on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
His name is
getting better. The first couple of times, the stuff that he was wearing wasn't that good. It was like a rubber mask. We're trying to get him to use some better stuff, some like
more
latex
realistic
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. His name is Sarah Jewel?
Yeah, Sarah Jewel.
Remember the guy from, I'm like going off a tangent here, but...
David Letterman's
right? the
one of his characters, not characters, he's a real person.
Yeah, the guys who ran the Rock America, whatever the store was called.
It was a tourist shop.
Yeah,
right.
It was Mujibur and Sirajul.
Yes.
Anyway, that's neither
here
nor there.
Probably a different Sirajul.
Yeah, probably not the same guy.
Very popular name, I think.
Do these guys have a CD?
No, not yet.
See, if we do this radio play, see if you can get your hands on. Maybe they have. I'm sure they have something recorded. Like somewhere, like someone must have like just a tape of them jamming.
I mean, we do play music here as well.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm going to talk to them for sure.
If they don't just do covers, maybe get them to do your theme song.
That'd be kind of cool.
Wow, that's a good idea.
That's pretty cool. Okay, yeah.
So, as far as, say we were, okay, obviously if we're making the big budget movie, you want to be the guy, you want to be Commander Rob. Who are some other people who, if you could have your ideal cast, who would you want involved in this project?
Oh, I mean, like, I think you know, the big actors, right? Like the people who are really going to do credit to the roles.
Sure.
Like I think Tom Cruise would be great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Alyssa Milano would be great.
Love interest. You think Alyssa Milano would be the love interest?
She would be one of the babes.
Yeah. I think she'd do a good role.
Who would Tom Cruise be?
Winona Ryder, I think, would be great. Who would Tom Cruise be?
Yeah, who would he play?
Who would he play?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different roles. Like, I'd see him in the role of, like, a high-ranking, like, ensign or something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
Commander Robin, the scripts you sent me, I remember the characters in it were the same as Star Trek characters.
Yeah.
The only difference was
Patrick Stewart or whatever, I think, would be really good as, like, Captain Picard, you know. Like, I think that you get the original cast back for the movies.
See, now that...
So then supplement them, like, the other characters.
You're stepping
on
a lot of toes.
Like, Kelsey Grammer did that one episode.
That's a little tricky, because...
You'd have to get the rights to not just the Star Trek name, but all the characters.
They have exclusive rights to those characters. I believe Paramount would have those. And...
Or Ron Barry's estate.
Yeah, unless they were...
Yeah, fire off another email to his widow.
Yeah, okay. unless they were...
Yeah, she has lots of time. She's a widow. It's understandable.
What, she got to make a sandwich for her husband?
Not anymore.
I don't know the legal side, but I mean, that's why I'm trying to work with people in the industry like
Warren.
Sure.
Yeah, sometimes you can get away with having similar characters. If you change them slightly or make, you know... But if you're using the exact character names and stuff, you'll eventually... run into trouble, and it's going to limit your options as far as
getting it published
because it limits it to the people who own the rights, and if they're not interested, then you're SOL. But
yeah, I tried to tell you about this before, Commander Rob. I know you don't want to do it, but what about like Star Quest? You know, instead of Riker, you got Commander Rob, and
right?
Instead of Data, maybe Info.
Well, it is Commander Rob.
Yeah, Commander. Well, what would the title of the actual say it was a miniseries? What would the title of the miniseries be?
I don't know. I. You don't think Next Generation is a good name? Or?
Well, again, going back to earlier, the copywriting.
Yeah.
Like that's a little tricky.
Yeah, they get really fussy about that because they're you know,
and they've amassed all this wealth.
This is like maybe you know the next generation or something. Like.
Oh, so TNG.
Even the new generation, you could probably.
That's
get
a good idea.
Generation.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Star Quest.
See, this is why I want to work with Ron because
the new generation.
Star Quest, the new generation, starring Commander Rob as Commander Rob.
Or if you want to, maybe want to. I guess it depends on who you want to target it too. I mean, just. I mean, I haven't read any of the scripts, but. From the sounds of it, it sounds like he's more of a hip guy. He's got a dog. He's, you know, he's got all sorts of babes on the go. What about
the panty raids?
Yeah. What about?
He's cool. All right.
Yeah. So it could be even like Star Trek Generation X or Star Quest Generation X. You know, because
or Generation Next.
Generation Rob.
Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry.
These are good. I'm writing these down.
Cool.
Okay.
Good. You don't. This is gold. You don't want to miss out on this.
Yeah. Well, and we'll get
the other one. Generation X.
Generation
Rob would be kind of cool. Yep.
I like
just
that one.
Commander Rob and the blank. All the titles
and the
could
what?
Be Commander Rob and the panty raid on
right,
each planet.
Because it depends
just
on your
call
adventures.
The series Commander Rob.
There you go.
See?
Yeah.
Commander Rob.
It writes itself.
That's much better. Cause
well, he's the lead character. Like, I think the series would be around, so I think that makes sense.
It totally makes sense, and I think you're going in the right direction. I think the less... I mean, you're obviously influenced by Star Trek in a huge way, but the less you're relying on the actual characters, the better, because you'll be able to kind of move forward with this without having to worry about...
I don't know. But people, like, you know, they want something that they're going to recognize.
This is true. Like, yeah, you want recognizability.
A lot of these characters have been written already, and they're well established, and people know who they are. And like
another thing, like, getting the rights would cost a lot of money, but also... This, whatever company that controls Star Trek would not want to give you the rights to do those things with some of the characters you do those things with, if you know what I mean. The adult situations with, what's her name, Deanna Troi?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, they're really detailed, huh?
Yeah.
You think that'd be a problem?
I don't think they would want to associate with that.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I mean, they haven't read the scripts yet.
That's true. It's a fine line, but you know that they're they've had a long history of the series and they've sort of established it, and
right. So the characters are like well,
they just wouldn't want it to be portrayed in a different light.
And
I'm saying
you get them to read the scripts, they're going to get to those parts and they're going to say no way. They're going to be like, you know, we want to do more series, maybe some movies.
Except for that particular situation.
Yeah,
that
we don't need these situations associated
with our
show
characters.
And our characters.
Well, you know, Enterprise went out on a whole new, different direction, right? They took it, they made it more like, you know, more modern day.
Yeah, but to be
they
blunt,
tried some new things with it.
To be blunt, Rob, they didn't go porn.
Oh, that's
the
adult situation.
The characters
oh,
had
I,
their
I,
clothes on. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think
I've seen the show. I might have seen one or two episodes, but I don't think
it's important that the character is is a cool, like suave.
It was Scott Bakula, right?
I think that really.
He's a cool guy. I've seen Quantum Leap.
That was a cool show.
No, I mean the Commander Rob character is a very cool and like suave individual. I think really it leads well. Like I think it's important to the character.
But you don't really have to show all that stuff. Like, the original series, William Shatner, he was always...
It was implied.
...getting with the hot alien chicks.
It was implied, I believe was Ron's trying to say.
What's,
Right.
But, like...
It also...
Two out of four pages wouldn't be... shenanigans, shall we say.
To a large degree, too, it limits the amount of places where you can shop it around, because, you know, the main networks, your NBCs, your CBSs, your ABCs... There, particularly since the...
Dear Disney.
Yeah. Since the Janet Jackson thing.
They're not Disney films. They're not...
No.
But they're even those networks are really gun-shy now because they've been fined by the FCC, and there's a real crackdown on nudity and sexuality. Right. So
I see boobs on Bravo all the time.
Bravo is you know, a different situation because it's more sort of...
Independent
and artsy, and... I think space here in Canada, I think the Canadian specialty channels are quite a bit different than the channels
well,
in the States.
They're more corporate, too. Like, they... Yeah.
less restrictive.
So you think a bigger network then?
Well, I'm just saying if you're thinking large scale, then
like HBO or something.
Well, HBO, you know, you can get away with that type of thing, but then.
Or do you know anybody at the movie network? Maybe.
You could send stuff there. I mean, there's, and you may also want to look into. I mean, I guess the ideal thing would be able to find a producer who knows the ins and outs of how to get funding and that
type
of thing.
Or the legalities anyway of not.
Right. Well, Ron's helping me through a lot of that stuff.
And he's a good man.
Good intentions.
This radio thing sounds like a good idea, so I will, if you want, I'll totally read over whatever script you pick.
You heard it there again. Once again, Rob, if you will pick your top three or top five
scripts. Pick maybe three, and we'll bring them in. And again, when you're once you pick the ones you want to do, think of it in terms of how it would sound being read.
Right.
In terms of descriptive stuff. Like if you want an explosion, write down, for the narrator to say a huge explosion, you know, covers the sky.
Like, put details.
You know,
like
details and color it and be specifics are always good when you're writing. And it'd be great. Ron can take a look at it and see if there's any areas that might need punching up.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. No, that's great. That's a great idea. So we're... Should I send this to?
I would say I would for now. Probably Ron will be the good guy to sort of go back and forth with and keep us up to date on where we are.
You've got my MySpace.
I can leave a message there, but your emails they're bouncing back again.
Like I told you, I don't have email anymore, just because
He moved and. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So send it to MySpace, and then we can figure it out from there.
You know what you could do, Rob? You can
send it to mine, rob.commander@gmail.com.
Rob.commander.
Send me something.
Okay. And if people... by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is 89.5 CIUT. It's a Josh Holiday Show. We're here every Friday night from 10 to midnight. Ron Sparks is in the studio with us, as is Gene the Pop Culture Machine and Bella, and on the phone with us, Commander Rob, who is got a ton of scripts starring Commander Rob and sort of a spin-off or inspired by scripts from Star Trek. And if you want to visit him on the internet, it's myspace.com/RobCommander. And you can find out all sorts of information there. And if you want information on Ron Sparks, you can go to myspace.com/SparksNation. And Gina Bella has everybody has a MySpace.
Yes, the same thing.
Slash Gina Bella.
It's Gina Bella.
There you go. So I guess we'll leave it at that for now. And so get in touch with Ron, and I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a good project. And
yeah, this is great.
Keep in mind the number of characters, because obviously we, you know, it's not a huge studio. We can probably get four or five, probably. Yeah. So try and narrow down. Some people can do, if it's a smaller part, some people can do more characters.
Right, right.
You let Ron know the number of characters, and then we'll cast it, and I'll bring some.
We will find the said babes, hopefully.
Said babes, yes.
Awesome.
And we'll take it from there. Anyway, Commander, it's a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully you'll call us again in future weeks. And meantime, talk to Ron, and I loaded up. Because we were talking about it a little bit earlier, these machines are going to sleep. Let me wake them up. We were talking about it a little bit earlier. I'm going to play some William Shatner, a different William Shatner song from the same album.
Has Been.
For you. The album's called Has Been, yeah. And
awesome.
This is a cover song. Let me just figure out what CD player it's in before we get going here so I don't misfire. And again, we'll give out the website one more time. It is myspace.com, Commander Rob.
Rob Commander.
Oh,
Rob
shoot. Commander. Oh, my God. I spoke that guy's name.
We're not supporting the other guy.
We don't like the other guy. Sorry. If you want to go to that other one, then send him email saying he should give up that Earl. But it's Rob Commander, myspace.com/RobCommander. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Rob. Have yourself a great night.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
Start writing. Start working.
I will.
And we'll talk to you
soon. Good.
It's really great to talk to you, Rob.
It's great to talk to you. I feel like I know you. We've like exchanged so many emails.
Yeah. Well, it's always a pleasure, and I will be talking to you soon again on MySpace, I guess.
Great.
Perfect.
Okay, thanks very much, guys.
Take care, man.
See you in cyberspace.
Good night. Have fun at work.
Okay, thanks.
So there you have it, the story of Commander Rob. And as I said, still no idea whatever became of him or where he's been. He still has his MySpace page up, but his last entry is 2007. Don't know if he's still doing Commander Rob. And I the site that chronicles his adventures through action figures based on his scripts, that one is still up. Check my website out for the link, joshholidayshow.com. And have yourself a great week. That's it for me. And if you have any information on Commander Rob, visit the same website and let me know. Have a great week.